All right, easy here for my latest partner, ExpressVPN. You're like, what the hell is that? I'll get to that. Calm down. First of all, going online without ExpressVPN is like forgetting to mute yourself on a Zoom meeting. Do you really want all of your coworkers to hear you trash talking them? Okay, so that's kind of like helping me illustrate to you what's up. Why everybody needs a VPN. Okay, so everything you do online, the shows you watch, the websites you go to, anything you do online, that gets sent to your internet service provider, including your mobile network providers. They know every single website you visit. All right? Reroute 100% of your traffic to ExpressVPN through their secure encrypted servers so your ISP cannot see your browsing history. Privacy is really big to a lot of folks, so that's why this is very, very important. ExpressVPN is the best. They hide your IP address, making it extremely difficult for third parties to track your online activity. That's important for your old pal EZ because with my setup, I can't have any compromises. My internet is so important for doing what I do that if anything affects what I do, that's trouble. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Very easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all of your devices too, phones, laptops, tablets, more, so you can stay private on the go. I swear by this, and my life is so much easier now that the Eric Zane Show podcast is utilizing ExpressVPN. So what you need to do is protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/Zane. That's expressvpn.com/Zane. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Zane. All right. Hello and welcome. Welcome to all of you. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show. Welcome to a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day of the work week. I have in front of me an open bottle of pain reliever. I can only take Tylenol or acetaminophen because of the one kidney thing. The other, the NSAIDs like Advil and Aleve are processed by the kidneys. And since I only have one, they don't like that. So I say, all right, just take the Tylenol. But because it's processed by the liver, but it doesn't really matter what it is because it's not helping. I am in now it seems like a never-ending ordeal with this shoulder. By the way, my face looks completely bleached out right now because the sun is burning in here. You can tell I'm incredibly cranky. My apologies for that. I don't like starting the show with, I'm mad about everything, my humbug. But I'm kind of at my wit's end. I reached out to my doctor today on the old, what do you call it? My chart. I said, look, man. It's getting worse. This shoulder is becoming more and more of an issue. Nearly everything that I do, I'm numb, pins and needles. It hurts. It's aching. And, I'm to a point now where I'm spending a lot of my time trying to focus, using my left hand for everything. So I'm trying to like manipulate the mouse and I'm fucking doing it wrong. It's stupid. But I'm still using the right. And then anytime I do use my right hand, it's this stupid shooting pain going down my arm and then my hand goes numb. And he's like, all right. Remember, he gave me the prednisone. And for 5 days, I felt great. Just as predicted, as soon as I stopped taking that, everything comes back. And I'm like, okay, so I have this rehab, this physical rehabilitation that is set to begin next Wednesday. But it's like, look, I don't know if it works where that makes the pain go away, but I'm fucked up. So I reached out to my man Byers today, and I'm like, look, buddy, this is really bad. And he says, and he reaches back and says, did the prednisone do anything for you? Well, yeah. So hopefully he'll give me some more of that. I don't know. I don't give a shit what the hell it is I take. Right now, if he said, I want you to snort some cocaine, I've got it waiting for you at the pharmacy. Go get some coke. I'd say, okay. My God. All right. The top story today is Kansas City Chiefs place kicker Harrison Butker. Prior to yesterday, the only thing interesting about Harrison Butker was the fact that he kicks the ball well and his name is Butker. As it stands, Butker was invited to do the commencement speech. Is it Benedictine University? Yes, it is. Benedictine College, which is somewhere in Missouri or Kansas. I don't know. In the area of where he plays football. It's a private Catholic institution. And they asked him to do the, hey, can you speak to our graduates? So, all right. And he writes out what he's going to say. And so, you know, typically on these speeches, I think it'd be a great opportunity to, encourage the graduating class to, seize the day, carpe diem. That's all you got to do. You just got to say carpe diem a few times and congratulate them on their hard work. And maybe some words of wisdom. Granted, he's only 29 years old, so I don't know how much wisdom Harrison Butker has. I tell you what he does have a lot of, and that is bullshit between the ears. Because this motherfucker steps up to the podium and lays waste. Let's go right to, in my opinion, the worst part of all of this. I'll get to some of the other finer details, the shots that he takes to various groups of people. But this one in particular, I think, was the most ridiculous. Let's get right to it. This is Harrison Butker and his thoughts on women.
The world is enlightened by your example. For the ladies present today, congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives. I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the
women, you've had the most diabolical lies told to you,
promotions and titles you are going to get in your career. Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world.
I don't know about that. By the way, the kid cries right on cue. I don't know if I would be, if I'd be willing to stick my neck out and suggest to a bunch of young women, yeah, I bet you're most excited about having babies. I don't know if I would do that in any forum.
You are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world.
That right there is, if he ended with saying just that, that would be enough to make people hate his guts. I bet all you graduates who've worked hard putting all this work into graduate, you're most excited with having babies and getting married.
I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother.
Oh, no. My wife's vocation, her job is wife and mom. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And she may have wanted that. But I don't think that what you're suggesting is a one-size-fits-all.
I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school.
Oh, he's got free beer tears.
Would convert to the faith, become my wife.
Sniff into the microphone. Be like Greg.
And embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
What? Okay, you know, all right. She's embraced the most important title of all, homemaker. All right, maybe that works for Isabel. And they love him. He has won them over. They're like, yes, girls, I know you just put in all this time, but it's time to go out there and have some babies. This guy couldn't look like more of a smug fuck, by the way.
She's a primary educator to our children. She's the one who ensures I never let football or my business become a distraction from.
By the way, this is all coming from a guy who makes millions of dollars every year to kick a football. His wife has the luxury of staying at home. Okay. Not everybody has that luxury. In fact, most don't.
That of a husband and father. She is the person that knows me best at my core. And it is through our marriage that, Lord willing, we will both attain salvation. I say all of this to you because I have seen it firsthand how much happier someone can be when they disregard the outside noise and move closer and closer to God's will in their life.
Okay, so you're getting an idea right away about what makes Harrison Butker tick, okay? This speech of his caught a lot of people off guard. And there's plenty more that is involved in this. Scooby Axon from USA Today has a piece. He writes, Chiefs Harrison Butker strikes against Pride Month, lauds wife's role as homemaker. He attacked Pride Month and transgender folks. Talked about the coronavirus pandemic, blaming it all on Biden, while also telling women to get back into the kitchen. The school is a liberal arts school in Atchison, Kansas. Quote, he started beating up Pride Month in what he called dangerous gender ideologies. Whenever anybody starts spewing off the gender shit, acting like right, wrong, good, bad, all that shit, those are the people that I pray to baby Jesus the most about so that they have gay kids. I want the hardcore Catholic like Harrison Butker to one day have gay kids. And I wonder what you do then. Okay? Because I wasn't that much of a hardcore Catholic. I was pretty Catholic. But then I realized I was a goddamn hypocrite. And I said, you know what? I can't be both the father of a gay child and a Catholic. So fuck that shit. I'll just pray to baby Jesus in a different place. I am not doing this. We are not doing this. Quote, not the deadly sins sort of pride. This is another quote. Not the deadly sins sort of pride that has an entire month dedicated to it, Butker said, but the true God-centered pride that is cooperating with the Holy Ghost to glorify him. Pride Month, of course, has been celebrated in June since 1969. By the way, we're just half a month away from Pride Month. And your old pal EZ will be wearing the free dad hug shirt to all of the local gays who have been ostracized by their family and are cast out. Cast out, we cast thee out. You will not be here because thy likest a dick in thy asshole. He goes on to He talks about, he shared his thoughts on COVID-19. Quote, while COVID might have played a large role throughout your formative years, it is not unique, Butker said. No, I would say it's pretty much unique. I can't remember the last time a disease killed 1.5 million people around the globe. Gonna have to disagree with you there, Harrison. Any dude with a first name of Harrison, you know, is a smug fuck. Quote, the bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues. Things like abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia. See, a lot of these hardline Catholics, which he is, I listened to this whole speech. Not only does he have a hard line about things like what I just talked about, abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as growing support for what he calls the degenerate cultural values and media, all stem from pervasiveness of disorder. So he's saying pervasiveness of disorder, attribute to abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as supporting people like my daughter. Yeah, he's a hardcore Catholic. He makes the bishops go, ooh. And he actually calls out in that speech various priests, because there are a lot of priests that don't have that approach that the kicker for the Chiefs does. Okay? And I wouldn't be surprised if the Catholic Church is like, yeah, we're trying to put all of that shit behind us, and here you are going back to 1952, you fuck. What an asshole. So he's calling out priests at parishes, because it depends. If you go to one parish, you might have a priest there who's very liberal, okay? And though he would have to ultimately abide by what the Vatican says is the doctrine, but you do get very liberal priests at some types of parishes. Not all of them. There are some that are the other side, more radical, like this guy is. But I have never, ever heard of a priest be so radical, my way or the highway attitude on things, than someone like the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, when it comes to life, there is... you create a baby the old-fashioned way, and there is no contraception to be used whatsoever. These are all mortal sins. If you pound your pud, that's a mortal sin. The bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues, things like abortion, IVF. So if you, the in vitro fertilization, that is a mortal sin. You cannot do that. It's like, yeah, you fucking idiots made up all these rules. Okay? And dumb shits like me ate it up for the longest time. Never again. Never again. And then that whole, the growing support for the degenerate cultural values. So Harrison Butker is saying, for you folks who are gay, you are part of the degenerate cultural values. Wow. And then the quote, I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, will be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and a mother. God, even saying it makes me embarrassed. I'm on this stage and able to be the man that I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I am beyond blessed with many talents God has given me. No, you've got one talent. Two talents, being a fucking asshole and kicking a football a mile. He kicked a 62-yarder, by the way, this year. Incredible. The guy can kick the shit out of the ball. Let's see. I think it is the women who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. What a What a fucking thing to say. You've got however many women there who've spent a great deal of time, money, energy to become educated, higher education. And you say in front of them, yeah, I bet you're most excited about getting married and having babies. What the fuck? If you're the Chiefs, you're like, God damn it. Now what? We got a guy who can kick the football through brick walls, and he's a fucking asshole. I would fucking fire him immediately. I was like, you know what? There's a lot of good kickers out there. Go fuck yourself, you fucking asshole. What a piece of shit. My God, is this guy something else? And the smugness, the arrogance of all of this. David in Hudsonville backing up says, yeah, we told you the pain would return when you were done with those pills. Skip the PT, see the chiropractor already. What part of you makes you think that you have any acumen in giving medical advice, newsman? Are you fucking serious? How could you possibly say that? I wouldn't dare tell you that, idiot. Chris says rehab will help for sure. I had a similar issue and the drugs just worked temporarily, but PT and chiro fixed it. All right, well, maybe. Rebecca refers to Harrison as an asshole. Bob says, did he drop a Hail Satan? Becky says, had that been my graduation ceremony, I would have booed so loudly. Does no one look at that speech beforehand? You're absolutely right. And all those people that heard it, why didn't anybody speak up? That'd be a perfect opportunity to go, yeah, fuck you. My God. Kyle, one of the gays listening, writes, quote, never mind all this debt you've taken on. You'll feel more fulfilled while lying on your back with your legs in the air. Becky adds, seriously, though, fuck Harrison Butker. Rebecca echoes what I said. Yeah, he makes a lot of money where she can do that. Joe Pellerito writes, my wife, quote, my wife, who doesn't need to work because of my profession, supports me as a wife and mother. So, ladies, find yourself an NFL player. I think the most embarrassing thing Harrison Butker said was the line about most of you are probably very excited to be wives and mothers. The fuck is wrong with you? And his stupid bitch wife has to act like that's okay. She's either biting her tongue because she doesn't want to piss him off. She's probably abused either mentally or physically. And she's too much of a coward to stand up to this prick and say, yeah, that was you missed the mark so badly. You actually went in the other direction. And you're right. Why didn't anybody from Benedictine review what this dumb motherfucker said and, say, dude, this is fucked up. You can't say this shit in front of people. You goddamn caveman. What the fuck? Blue State Rob says he looks like QAnon Shaman trying to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg for Halloween. Home run, Kumia. Bob says, yes, all you dames need to be barefoot and pregnant in my kitchen. Patrick writes, Pat McAfee should challenge him to a match at SummerSlam. Blue State Rob says, some of the most judgmental people I know are Catholic. My God. Chris says, how's the church search going? I've been struggling with the same ideas you've talked about on the show and church. So I'm curious what you found, if you don't mind sharing. There's a Methodist church in Jenison, and another church. I forgot the name of it. And it's the one I went to. That send me an email. And by the way, I got your info about the time change. Don't even worry about it. 7 o'clock Friday. 7 o'clock Friday, we're going to kick that shit around at Davenport University. Isn't his mother a psychologist or something? Butker, I don't know. Fuck, I didn't know who the fucking guy was. I wouldn't. If he walked up to me in the street, I wouldn't even know who he was. Now I do. Kenny says Catholic priests are the modern day Pharisees, making up all kinds of extra rules as they see fit. Kenny says Chiefs replace him tomorrow, I bet. Nick in the arena says, I hope he gets Theismann on the first play. Chris in GR says, this man thinks The Handmaid's Tale is an instruction manual. Chris says he doesn't see himself as dumb or arrogant, though, is the crazy part. Amy says he probably thinks most women go to college to get an MRS degree, like a Mrs. degree. My God. Blue State Rob says just open Eric Zane's big fraud gay church. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm telling you, the one church we went to, and I forgot the name of it. Dan and I walk in, and it was so gay. I'm like, I feel right at home here, honey. I don't think I shook hands or hugged a person that was representative of their birth gender. I hugged one person who on the first hug was a dude, and then I turned around and ran into him again, gave him a hug, and the person was a chick. Changed that quickly. I was like, okay, this is where I need to be. This is the most fantastic thing I've ever been part of in my entire life. Chris says, everybody knows you go to college to find a husband. That's what sororities are for. Corey says, LOL, the title is from yesterday. Amateur hour. Not on my end. Thanks for that, though. I appreciate your help. So anyway, that's Harrison Butker. I'm anxious to see how this unfolds going forward. What people have to say about him and what the Chiefs say. I mean, how would you respond? Like, if you don't plan on getting rid of Harrison Butker, you probably have to say something, right? I mean, most people, I would guess, don't feel that way. If I'm the Chiefs, I would say, we do not support any of these ridiculous things that Harrison Butker has said. You have to basically not support him. You have to distance yourself from him. You know? All right. Eric Zane, big fraud. Gay church slogan, where scissoring and sucking cock in the pews is encouraged. That's horrible. Come on now. It was quite a event yesterday. I was working over at Bosco's Pub, and I ran into Jason Bennett, who said one of the dumber things I've heard in a long time. And this is what happens. This is one of those things I've talked about before that was like, careful, or I just might talk about this on the podcast. It's on one of my coffee mugs somewhere. And he comes in every Tuesday with his better half, Stacy. And a couple of his pals are with him. So, like, the crowd is getting bigger. They're occupying three or four seats at the bar. Now, Jason's kind of an odd duck to begin with. He'll probably tell you that, too. But somehow he uttered something, and I was like, wait a minute. And I forget the context. And he said, I don't hate anybody except all cops. So then I walked away. And then I come back. I go, wait a minute. Did you just say you hate all cops? Who? What? Huh? Why? Why would you? What's going on there? What? Who hurt you, bro? He says, yeah, all they do, they're just hired muscle for politicians. It's like, dude, quit being retarded, okay? Are you telling me that the dude who pulls me over for doing 70 in a 55 is doing this to help a politician? Can't they just enforce the law? Are you this tightly wound that you think that this is what that cops are have some type of agenda to support politicians? What? Come on. Get out of your fucking own head. Stop it. Jesus Christ. I go, you can't paint with that broad of a brush, you asshole. That's ridiculous. You cannot think that way. That's as bad as Harrison Butker, you dumb fuck. And by the way, you saying that, you know who heard that? Uh-oh. Somebody within earshot of you and me whose dad is a retired cop. Uh-oh. Oh, you were talked about plenty. You were talked about plenty. Both while you were still there, behind your back, after you left. Everyone's like, can you believe that guy? What a... You were called an ignorant slob because of that stupid comment, you moron. That's what my ears heard. Just ignorant. I can't believe it. I go, what? Person says to me, yeah, my dad's a retired cop. I go, is he working for the politicians? Is he hated by everyone? Person goes, no, he was an undercover narcotics officer. He did his best to keep our streets clean from drugs and drug dealers. He was shot at many times. He was injured on the job many times. His life was threatened numerous times. He fought hard for good, peace, and justice in the American way. He had to retire early because the stress almost killed him. Oh, I hate all cops, you dick. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here with that I hate all cops shit. Jesus. All right. Joe Martinez says, bullshit, you don't do 70. You're one of those jackasses that drives like an old lady. All right, well, maybe. Don't get bogged down with the details. Let's suggest that I was getting pulled over for doing 50 in a 75. That's probably more likely. All right. Thank you, as always, for watching the show on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I feel a little better now that I've warmed up. You know, I don't know if it's talking with my hands like this or what, but I actually don't feel as bad as I did when I started. Show bro Michael 91 says, yeah, fuck that guy and bet that he's the first one to call cops for help when something is wrong. Yes. You got to lose that shitty attitude about cops. Sure, some of them like to kill black people, but not all of them. Come on now. I support cops, but I'm also not one of these people who says support the blue no matter what the fuck is going on. I love cops, but if one of them fucks up and does something stupid, I'm going to be the first one to talk about it. I can guarantee you that. The same way I'll be the first one to talk about a dumb fuck kicker like Harrison Butker and the stupid bullshit that he says. Or maybe the stupid shit that one of you ding-dongs does. Blue State Rob says, my brother-in-law is a cop. He hated being a beat cop, pulling people over. He now is an investigator for a major crimes unit because he can arrest real criminals. Not all cops are pulling people over. Thank you for the tidbit of information that does nothing to further this conversation. Corey says, I'm only bothered when cops won't hold other cops accountable. Well, let's hope that they do. And if they don't, they should be held accountable. Jimmy says, I'm glad I learned to put pennies in my mouth when I get stopped. I don't know if that works. Blue State Rob says, you read it, dickhead. Well, I try to read the comments on the show, especially the ones that don't further anything. Here, I'm just going to give you a tidbit of information that doesn't do anything but talks about my brother-in-law and how cool he is. Shut up! All right. Thanks to the folks watching on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I'm going to cut you loose. The rest of the show is on Twitch. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/EricZaneLive, or download the Twitch app and then search Eric Zane Live. Patreon is there for you. Sign up for free for 7 days. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. We have a Big Fraud Thursday kicking off tomorrow in the 6 o'clock hour Eastern time, where we will do Who Are These Zanes? We'll go back to Knoxville again for Billy Kidd and EZ, and then feature another Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That all happens tomorrow on a Big Fraud Thursday. But I'm going to cast you all off. Thank you so much, Facebook, X, and YouTube. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Follow me on those platforms, please. And as always, follow me also on Instagram and what else? YouTube. All right. Thank you so much to the sponsors who make this show possible. You're all a great bunch. And I want to remind you that Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV want you to take your cars there when you need any repairs done. Irvines.com. That's ervines.com. ervines.com. You can also call them at 616-532-6600. While they're working on your car, they will give you a free loaner car so that you don't have to worry about anybody driving you all around. Thank you so much to them. That is a wonderful feature of their service. They are centered right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 616-532-6600. TC Paintball. If you're looking for fun with the kids, maybe you have a kid who doesn't like play sports or do a lot of activity, maybe get a little bit too wrapped up in the video games. It's time to get them moving. Invite them. Say, hey, get your kids, get your friends ready. We're going to go over to TC Paintball and have a wonderful time. Get the area dads together and book an event, TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. The open and live stream also brought to you by Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. If you're ready to get started on getting health insurance, you can, yes, just go to healthcare.gov and start to fill out that form. But why would you do that? It's going to eat up a lot of your time. There's a pretty fair chance you might screw that thing up. That's what I did in year one of utilizing healthcare.gov. Have Frank Fuss do it for you. Set up an appointment with Frank at buyinsurance.com. That's B-U-Y insurance, and that's here, buyinsurancehere.com, to get started today. Don't go without insurance any longer. Thank you very much. All right. Corey writes, hey, my cousin is a retired cop in Florida. That's it. Whole story. I just thought everyone should know. Blue State Rob responds with, how many black people did your cousin kill? Wait a minute. What? Why would you ask that stupid question? Chris says he's dropping his car off Friday morning and picking up his free loaner Prius from our friends at Irvine's. Thank you very much. I have Dear Meathead in a matter of moments, and I'm a little concerned. It happens in 18 minutes. If you have a question that you want to ask Dad, you can send it along, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I was looking at some of the ones that came in, and I was able to piece together ones that I think he would do well at, and ones that not so much. Because a lot of times we'll ask him a question and he'll just say, Joanne, have I? I know what you're shooting for, but I also know what won't work. Like Nathan asks, have you ever tried to catch a chicken? That would trip him up. I know you're just being hilarious and silly. He would be so confused at that. And then there's Nathan asks, if you could paint a picture of anything just for fun, what would you paint? I'm guessing that would also bring us in I don't know. Randall writes, dear Meathead, I love fishing. Should I buy a fishing boat or save money for retirement? I think that'll work. When you give him an either or some type of choice to make, I think he can do pretty well with it. But the idea that, hey, maybe we could just have a conversation with him. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. I think that that's probably the way that we'll go. But honestly, it's getting difficult to talk to him about things because of where his brain is right now. So just bear in mind that this might be kept short. I think slowly but surely we're getting to that point where it's like, he's just getting a little bit lost in the details and things. So I have to, like I said to you yesterday or last week, I have to come up with a creative way to try to make this happen. Jason Bennett, the guy who hates cops, he actually has a great question. He writes, recently, my girlfriend, Stacy, told me I can only have one steak every 2 weeks because it isn't good for me. I like to eat two or three each week because I love them so much. What should I do? Stand up to her and say no, sneakily eat steak, or get a new girlfriend? That's a great question. I think I can build upon that. Tim Kuiper on the Shoreliner Striping inbox reaches out. Eric, I just wanted to reach out before the show and thank you and the fellow Eric Zane Show listeners for their love and support. This amazing group has been the biggest contributors to supporting us through the GoFundMe and through prayers and good thoughts. Zeke is slowly making good progress in recovery. He was a little more awake and alert yesterday, but we were not able to get him extubated. Like intubated is the tube down the throat, basically removing that. Today's plan is to do that in the afternoon if things go well, after which he will remain in the PICU for pediatric intensive care unit for another day before being transferred to a lesser care floor for a week. Again, thank you and to all the audience for their love and support for Chris, Zeke, and myself. We love and appreciate every one of you. Thank you, Tim Kuiper. Very kind, buddy. I appreciate that. You do a lot for people, and we got this. We love helping you. Called up Dad yesterday, as I do every Tuesday, to say, "Hey, Dad, how are you?" And he picks up the phone. "Hello?" And I said, "Hi, Dad. It's Eric. How are you?" "Oh, hey, Eric." And then we talk for about 45 seconds more. And he, I could tell something was amiss. His mind wasn't quite there. He was speaking to me like he didn't know me. And then I'm like, "So how was your day today?" Asking him the usual basic stuff. And then he goes, "Fine. Forgive my ignorance. But who is this?" And I'm like, "Oh boy, here we go." I go, it's Eric, Dad." "Oh, Eric. Hey, guy." And he came back to me. I was like, "Oh my God. Holy shit." So, a little food for thought. Hopefully, it'll be we'll be okay. But I'm going to do my best on this. But if it does, if it starts to feel gloomy, and I'll know it before you do, I'm gonna pull the plug. You know, I just don't want to embarrass a guy. I don't want Joanne experiencing stress, thinking that it's not. That's not going over. I know everybody has probably the most patience with them, but I want you to remember him in a different way. And if he's not there with us, that's a concern. All right, hold that thought. I will be with you momentarily. Easy has to go tinkle. Stand by. We live in a golden age here, and it has to do with the My Chart app, because I've already heard from the doc, and we're good to go. I'm getting more drugs. I am so happy about this. Thank God. He has answered my message. This is fantastic. He says, all right, it seems like we need a longer amount of time with the prednisone. And I'm ordering an MRI to have a look-see at what's going on. So this is good. You can see what's happening. And we can, I hope they have, this is causing me so much trouble that I want them to just take a Rambo knife and go right in my neck and open it up. And there's probably like a bone that's pushing right on the nerve. Dr. Kenny says, yep, more pills to treat the symptom, not the cause. Brilliant. Oh, fuck. Kenny, you're easily the least intelligent audience member of the whole bunch. Let's think about how dumb you are. All right? Why would anybody take any advice from you concerning something as ridiculous as how many Nutty Buddies to consume, let alone medical advice? You dumb twat. There is nobody in all of this chat or audience who has any idea what the fuck they're talking about. And I love it when you morons like Kenny suggest, oh yeah, I know more than your doctor. How dumb are you? Oh my God. The boldness of that statement. Jesus Christ. How stupid. You guys are so incredibly dumb. Imagine you're looking my doctor in the face and telling him how to treat his patient. That would be like me trying to tell you how not to masturbate on the Miss Pac-Man machine. What the fuck? Incredible. Well, anyway, I'm excited because that means I'll be feeling better in no time. Give me the prednisone. Thank you. Thank you. No, I'm eating it up. Kenny writes to David in Hudsonville. He forgets we speak from experience ourselves. He's fun to ignore when he rants like this. We've lived it. Kenny assumes that because the fucking fat twisted one of his nerves into pudding, that it must be the same for me. He thinks that it's one size fits all. That's what Kenny thinks. This is a guy who hasn't even graduated middle school telling me about my issue. That's what we have here. How embarrassing is that? Holy shit. You ever heard of stay in your lane? I know it's hard for you, but anyway, you should do that. And that goes for the rest of you fuckers. Stay in your fucking lane. There. You, Corey says, LOL. Yes, more conspiracy theories. I hate it when you guys do this. Jesus. Kyle says, yeah, Kenny, at least consult Google before you say something. No, I want Kenny spewing out his nonsense because that gives me something to park on to rant and rave about, because that's kind of what makes my show go round. Molly says Kenny is always getting shit on. Well, it's because he sets himself up for it. He's over here saying, oh, yeah, you can't trust doctors. You got to go see the chiropractor. Holy shit, fucking shit. And same thing goes for David. Same thing goes for Joe Martinez. Any of you fucking morons is trying to tell me what my doctor should do to me is insane. My God. Jeez. Molly says, poor Kenny always getting shit on. And then he says, you have no idea what you missed before you showed up in years past, LOL. Oh, Molly, be careful. Be careful, Molly. Because if you have too much of a conversation with this thing, he's going to think that you're the next, like, shoulder to cry on. So the next time I beat the shit out of him, which is now, you're going to get a... Hang on.
Dear Molly, I don't know what to do. He keeps making fun of me. I feel so hurt. Will you please help me? Sad. This fat fuck. Oh my God.
Yeah. So don't talk to him. Don't do it. You'll be on the receiving end of one of those. That is no fun.
I just needed somebody to lean out. I wanted Eric's iTunes and all I got was Eric's 8. I'm tired of reading your content. Oh, my back.
Amy says, I shouldn't be laughing at Kenny's expense, but she wants to say, God damn, is that funny? And God damn, is that spot on? All right. Joe Martinez says, that's why your penis doesn't work. Well, he says, pecker. Well, you fucking moron. Don't you listen to me? I'm suffering from an enlarged prostate. And there's two things you can do. There's one medicine that helps the sphincter. Loosens it up. That is called Flomax. The other one is Tamsulin. That's it. And then there's finasteride, which actually decreases the size of the prostate gland. My pecker still works. It just doesn't have its big jizz eruption like it used to. Okay? And if I don't take those medicines, then I suffer a lot of discomfort and pain, and I have to urinate all night long, and it's worse. Trust me, it's worse. The only other option is to have the prostate removed, which I probably will at some point. That's the way it is. All right. I hope you're in a spot one day that your doctor says to you, Joe, I want you to take this medication to help with A, B, C, D, E. And you go, no way, senor. All I need is 6-pack of Dos Equis and some tamales, senor. Ay, ay, ay. I hope that happens, you fuck. Oh, Nate Bull here. He says, there has never been a more accurate impression of Kenny. Okay, that's going to piss Kenny off. And Kenny tells Nate to go suck Dean's dick. There was a time that Kenny told Kate to go suck Dean's dick. And then he got beat up for it. And he like apologized or some shit. Oh, those were the days. Those were the days. Let's bring in my dad for Dear Meathead.
Oh, what a wonderful morning.
Dad.
Hey. Go my way.
Hello, hey, son. You wake up singing. I love that.
Yeah.
That's right. Can you sing again for us? Can you sing that song that you like to sing again?
Would you believe I did not understand all of the lyrics that you used?
Oh, you didn't. You didn't understand my lyrics. Oh, okay. I thought that was the song that you... Wasn't that the...
You're really baffled a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how does it sound now, or does it sound like I'm in a well?
I would think it is.
Okay. Well, we're glad you're here, Dad. How are things going for you?
Everything is going my way.
That is good. How is Joanne?
So Joanne is beautiful, and she's doing great.
Okay. Awesome. Hey, I got
How about you and your family?
Oh, we're fantastic, Dad. It's yesterday our grandson turned 12. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is your great-grandson, Grayson.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, honey. This family is really growing, you know?
It is. There's a lot of people in it. That's for damn sure. So that is extremely cool, and he's doing great. And so I've got a few people that reached out to me and said, and they want to run some questions by you guys. Are you ready?
Yes, we are. We're definitely ready for these wonderful people that you've got.
Yes, indeed. Jason, he's got a scenario. He says, Meathead, by the way, he writes, good morning, Joanne. Good morning, Meathead. The two of you sound...
Good morning.
He says, the two of you sound delightful.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then he says, recently, Meathead, my girlfriend says that I should only eat steak once every 2 weeks because it's not good for me. I want to eat more. What should I do? Should I stand up to her and say no? Should I sneak a steak here or there? Should I get a new girlfriend? What do you think?
I think you ought to listen to them.
I do too.
Okay. Yeah. Is that how come?
Too much red meat.
According to my wife, which she is a guru of knowledge, too much meat.
Red meat.
Red meat is not a good thing to do.
Okay. So basically, listen to the significant other.
Yes.
It clogs up your arteries.
According to my wife, it clogs up your arteries.
Yeah, I know, but it tastes so good.
Yeah, well,
yeah, but
when you're on the gurney, think about that.
Yeah.
All right. So, how about you guys? Do you occasionally have red meat, and then in between, maybe some chicken or some fish?
We had red meat last night.
Oh. We had red meat last night.
But we very rarely eat it.
Rarely, yeah, rarely we have red meat.
Were you over at Mike and Liz's last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. Because he's a good cook.
Absolutely. So are you.
Well, thank you, my dear. You know, we're going to be getting together in just over a week for a trip up to Grayling, Dad. That's going to be exciting. Are you looking forward to the trip?
I sure am.
Yeah, we're going to do all the usual things. Sit around and eat.
Red meat.
No, I'm not a too much eater.
Yeah, I know, but Mike Stong has been fishing for the past year, and he's got all the fish, so we're going to have a giant fish fry like we like to do in the spring.
Yeah, I love fish.
We were at his house last night.
Yeah.
And what did he have? What did he have?
We had steak and fish.
We had steak and fish.
You had steak and fish. Holy crap, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it was delicious.
Okay. And it was really awesome.
All right. I got a question here, Dad, from Randall.
Hi, Randall.
And he's come in. He's got some money. And he said, Meathead, I love fishing. Should I buy a fishing boat or should I save the money for my retirement? Signed, Randall.
Well, Randall, fishing pole is what is not
a boat.
It's not a big deal. You only spend a little bit of money.
Well, I don't know. A fishing boat can be pretty expensive.
You can't just release nothing in your lifetime for your fun. You enjoy it.
Oh, okay. So you're suggesting maybe live a little bit and get the fishing boat.
Live a little bit, and yeah.
Yeah, to me, there's nothing more sad than the person that saves all their money, and then before they get a chance to enjoy it, they end up like kicking the bucket or something.
No, that's not a good analogy.
But you got old age.
Yeah, you got to save some for your old age.
Yeah.
Okay. And
willing to put some in something that'll, and then buy a boat.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe save some of it and maybe not get as big of a boat, and that's the end of it.
Yes.
But the enjoyment, you can't take that away from yourself because of the ensuing conversation.
Yeah, and you might not make it to old age.
That's right.
Okay. All right. I got you. Jeremy is... Dad, have you ever heard of... of course, you know about the internet, and you know how sometimes people date on the internet?
Yeah.
So they might meet somebody online, and then they share stories and maybe send pictures and things like that, and they start the relationship. I've got an audience member who is doing that exact thing, okay? And he's been dating the girl through the internet for a few months, and he's going to meet her for the first time this weekend. Okay, they're actually going to be with each other for the very first time. What should they do for fun?
Well, that's a difficult answer for me to put out. I don't know what character they have to try to share that with everybody else out there.
Well, you know, like, imagine you're going out on a first date. I know that's kind of hard to imagine because you've been with Joanne for a long, long time. But what would you do on a first date?
I simply go out to dinner and...
That's what we did.
That's it. That's all you got to say. That's totally fine.
Really? Go to dinner and
hi,
how are you doing and all that? And by the way, what are you doing next week?
Yeah, just talk. Just talk. I think the more that you share, the better off you are.
Yeah.
All right. Let me run this one by you. I've been experiencing some shoulder pain in my shoulder, and I've been having have you ever heard of a pinched nerve?
Yes.
Okay. Now let me put this scenario in front of you. I've been dealing with a doctor who's has some suggestions for how to treat it. It involves medicine and physical therapy. Now, I told this to the audience, and a few smart alecks are busy trying to tell me what I should do and not listen to my doctor. What do you think about somebody who tells you what you should do to cure an ailment instead of listen to your doctor?
Well, frankly, get rid of that guy and listen to your doctor.
That's what I try to tell them, and they call me names, they insult me, they say mean things about me, and all I do is treat them sweetly every chance I can, and I don't understand where all that aggression is coming from.
No, listen to your own analogy of what the doctor says. If you trust the doctor, what he says, use it.
Okay, let me write this down. If you trust the doctor of what he says, use it.
Right, yeah, use his knowledge.
That's what I try to tell them, and they think I'm an idiot.
Oh, he's an idiot for thinking that everybody else is an idiot.
Yeah, his name is Kenny. He's the guy that got you the TV. Kenny is the one who says, yeah, Eric, don't listen to your doctor, listen to me.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, I know.
It's, now, wait a minute. What do you say, Joanne?
Maybe you should see what a chiropractor would tell you, too.
Also, maybe you should see a chiropractor.
Yeah, I'll look into that. Maybe.
I mean...
they might be able to loosen that up for you. I don't know, but...
Yeah.
We've got one over here that's
really backfired. Yeah, I heard chiropractors are great, so that might be something that I do.
And by the way, my wife is one smart cookie.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm right.
She should
try both of them.
The audience hasn't suggested that, so maybe I will. In fact, the audience is telling me that chiropractors are crazy, and I said I don't believe that.
Well, some of them are. You got to get somebody that's a good one, that's honest.
All right. Well, hey, look at the time. Hey, I got to go. You guys, I love you very much.
We love you too, honey.
Love you too, baby.
Okay.
Stay healthy.
Yeah, I'll be seeing you very soon, in a week and a half.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, I love you guys.
Colleen.
Oh, as always, thank you, Dad.
I love you, honey.
Okay, I love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, my God. That kind of backfired. Kenny says, you flat out lied to your mother and stepfather. Oh. David says, yes, that. She is smart. What a debacle. Of course it would go that way. Kenny says, that is not what I said. Well, I know you didn't say it. Shut up, Kenny. Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. Apparently, some of you were watching that unfold, and there was ads playing. When she said, go see a chiropractor, I was like, oh, no. Oh, my God, no. Say it isn't so. I, for the record, have not mentioned to my physician anything about a chiropractor. All right. Well, anyway, Dear Meathead, an exclusive on the Eric Zane Show podcast. That actually worked out quite well. I'm pretty happy with how that sounded. I think he did okay. I think there was one point I was asking him something, and he got a little lost. I could feel it. But I think if I set him up and really spell it out for him, what exactly the audience member is looking for him in the question, I think it can work out. But all right. You read father and stepmother as mother and stepfather. I did? Oh, fuck. I don't know. I'm so confused right now. This is a horrible feeling. My own stepmother is telling me, go see a chiropractor. I wanted to tell her to shut up. If you set up the pins, he's good at knocking them down. It worked well. Well, that was the advice that I think a lot of you gave me last week. So, all right. There you go. Another round of Dear Meathead right here on the show. I want to share with you, this came in from Rebecca. It's a fight, and I'm going to break it down with you. Let me go over the details. It's Anywhere USA. There's a lady on a scooter at a grocery store in the frozen foods. She's wearing what looks to be like a bathrobe. Now, she can get up and move, but that's a little bit trouble, so she has to be in the scooter. Sorry, O'Neill. And something's going on, but an old man with a MAGA hat is pissed off at her, and he says something horrible to her. And she takes offense to that, and lo and behold, she actually challenges the old-timer to a fight. Like, put him up. Let's go. Okay. And he says, all right, let's do it. I will fight you. Let's fight right now. Come on. Let's get into this one. Old timer MAGA hat. And this mama here. Now, she puts him up. There's a moment when she's kind of dancing around him. She doesn't move that well, but she does appear like she's knows how to fight when she does a certain thing.
I hit pool with my chair. I've been waiting on this. What?
Okay, he takes off his glasses. She's getting ready. Right? Here.
Like I'm.
Did you see that move? She did some type of just a very slight little juke. That told me that she has done this before. So this guy's like, all right, I will fight you. And he doesn't look like he knows what the fuck he's doing.
You're your best bet to just walk away. I'm confused. You had no business telling her to shut up.
Oh, you got nothing.
He goes, you got nothing. I say this is a fair fight. You got old guy against younger woman who has physical limitations. In theory, she has physical limitations. She might just be scooter fat because she's moved remarkably well in the first part of this video as we are outside of the frozen foods in that aisle right there. His trash talk is not on point because all he says is, you got nothing.
Wait, I'm confused. You had no business telling her to shut up.
By the way, referring to this as he wanted all the smoke. That's one of the things I love about black culture. They say things like, oh, yeah, you don't want this smoke. Like if a white guy says, man, you don't want this smoke, you're going to sound like an asshole. First person I ever heard say use smoke, it was Shannon Sharp. Black guy can't say, or white guy can't say that shit.
Oh, you got nothing.
That's the best he can say is you got nothing.
I'm waiting on you. What you not about to do is try to get me arrested. So come on, you got to swing. So that way I'll be justified when I whoop your ass.
She says, all right, you got to swing first because that way it'll be justified. And he does. He takes the bait.
Like, literally, just walk away.
He feigns, and then she kind of, like, dodges.
Like,
right there. Right there. Back that up. Right there. He throws his fake setup jab. It's, like, 2 feet away from the chick. And then she, with her left hand, shoves that out of the way and follows like, through. Ah, oh, right on the side of the head. Fucking the chick what was the name of the chick who's the waitress on What's Happening? Shirley, right?
Literally just walk away. Just walk away.
Oh, and then he falls right on his head.
Like, are you kidding me?
He's
like,
out.
What the fuck?
He goes, she got me on that one. That's the best part. You got me on that
one. Are you
one.
Kidding me? Like, what the fuck?
You got me that one.
Let's watch the whole thing again.
I hit a fool with my chair. I've been waiting on this. Come on. Come on.
Oh, so awesome. So great. Members only jacket.
Like, you're the best bet to just walk away. I'm confused. You had no business telling her to shut up.
Oh, man. She looks like she can fight. Yeah, I love this chick.
Because what you're not about to do is try to get me arrested. So come on, you gotta swing. So that way I'll be justified when I
and all that power that she's gonna put me away. This is really a bad plan by the old timer. But hats off to the combatants. Hats off to the camera person. We get it all.
Like, literally,
ah!
Just walk away.
Yes!
Just walk away.
Fuck that.
Like,
stupid old
me?
Bastard.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
that's one for the ages. I don't know. Maybe that's an old video or something, but Rebecca sent that off to me. And that just made me happy. That made me so happy. Aram says, is that the show where Mel is the cook? No. Rebecca says, that's Alice. We're talking about What's Happening. Rerun, Raj, Dwayne, Raj's sister Dee, Raj's mom, and then the waitress is Shirley. Little story about this, about Shirley. If you remember Shirley from What's Happening, you're not going to believe this. Shirley. I want to show you who she is first. She's dead now. Shirley Hemphill is her real name. And she was on the show What's Happening. She played the part of a character, I believe also named Shirley, which is her real name. So it was 1999. I left the Riff. And this is before I went to Knoxville. But after my time in Detroit, I went back to Saginaw Bay City, Midland, to work at a radio station called The Eagle for 3 months with a guy by the name of Brian something or other. And we featured it on Who Are These Zanes? But the program director was a guy named Rick. And he's in his office and Brian and I are finishing up the show. And he goes, Eric. I go, what? Get in here. He goes, you won't believe who wants to be your, because they still had an ad out for like a sidekick. It turns out Brian, they were going to hire Brian anyway, but they had to put an ad out to make it seem like they actually tried to hire somebody. Well, the person who responded to the ad to be my sidekick on this show in Saginaw, Bay City, Midland, Michigan was her. She wanted to get into radio. So she said, hello, I'm Shirley Hemphill. You remember me. You may remember me from What's Happening. So I was like, holy fuck. Well, part of me wants you to fire Brian immediately because I want to work next to her. Are you kidding me? It might have been not that long after that she died. Shirley Hemphill. December 10th, 1999. She died because this was in January, February, March of 1999. And then I remember this specifically because when she died, I was on the air then in Knoxville because I left this radio station, The Eagle, in the spring of 99 and went to Tennessee. And I remember announcing that she croaked. And I was like, God damn it, she was almost my morning show partner. That could have been great. Can you imagine if they had taken that fork in the road and said, all right, let's bring in Shirley from What's Happening? Jesus. My God. That's a story that I don't think I've ever told that story on the radio or in podcasting, that I had an opportunity to work with Shirley from What's Happening. Corey says, imagine her dying on the air. Oh, God. By the way, look at these two dogs behind me. Yesterday was bath day, and I have to hand it to Madison. She kind of woke up and said, I think I need to give the dogs a bath. I go, you're right. They smell like shit. Thank God you did that. Patrick's laughing his ass off. He says, holy shit, man. It's true, buddy. I don't know if you're old enough to remember her. Probably not, from the show What's Happening, because you're a young guy. Which, by the way, Patrick is a big fan of the story about the outhouse. And one of you had a question that I should have asked my dad about building an outhouse with materials not suitable for the outdoors. Okay? I didn't build an outhouse. I put three pieces of wood up on it. All right? No, I did not know that wood would not hold up in adverse weather. I was not aware of that. Yes, it will probably rot out quicker or fall apart in a short amount of time. But I'm not going to go ahead and remove the fucking wood that I just put up there. I would rather paint it, and then hope for the best. Okay? Stevie says, oh my God, the EZ and Shirley show would have been an epic show. I don't know about that. I mean, if I was Eric Zane, yes. If I'm Eric Zaitunian, no. If I get on there and I start making fun of how fat she is and saying she's going to die in a few months or something like that, now that would be entertaining. But I don't know if I'd be able to pull it off. I don't know if I'd have the nerve to do that, because a fat-ass black lady would probably beat the shit out of me. Aram says, reminds me of the five channels on the TV having to time the episodes so that you don't miss anything between commercials and then waiting for some time in the future to maybe see what episode, to see that episode again. Corey says, and then she actually did die. How did she die? I think she might have died from fat death. Found dead at her home in West Covina, California, age 52. Body discovered by a gardener who looked through a window and saw a line on the bedroom floor. An autopsy determined she died of kidney failure. She was cremated. I wonder if there's anything about her working in radio. Can you imagine if on the Wikipedia entry she says, Shirley tried to get on the Eric Zane show on The Eagle in Saginaw, Michigan, but because they don't like fat black women, she was never even given an interview. Oh, my God. In fact, let's see. Prior to 1999, she was on the Wayans Brothers. She appeared on the show Martin in 1994, the Sinbad show in 1993. The last thing she did was a show called Lynx, L-I-N-C apostrophe S, links. I don't know what it is. American comedy, drama, to sitcom, blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares. It was on Showtime for 2 seasons. All right. And then she died shortly thereafter. Rest in peace, Shirley from What's Happening, who was almost Eric Zane's radio show. Well, not really. But she sent in a resume saying, I want to work with Eric Zane. All right. Thank you to the sponsors, as always. Berlin Raceway. I will be at Berlin this weekend on Saturday. Do you want to meet me and go to the races? Get a ticket. They're $14 in advance online. Get your tickets at berlinraceway.com. They're $18 at the gate. Buy them online for $14. Parking's free. 15 and under is free. Bring in a cooler with all your snacks, and they're free. You can bring in all the drinks you want except booze. No booze and no alcohol. No beer, no booze, no alcohol. Period. No glass. But you can bring in your cans of soda and your plastic bottles of soda and whatever the hell it is you drink, Red Bull. I don't know. That is all part of the fun at Berlin Raceway, racing this weekend, and I will be there. Come sit with me. No swearing if you're in the family section. BerlinRaceway.com for tickets. Joe Martinez is the man behind A&E Heating and Cooling. He will fix your furnace, your AC, tune it up right, and also give you advice on what you should do medically. 616-516-8579. You go to the front of the line if you're a Michigan fan, okay? Don't mention the Detroit Lions when you're in his presence. 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. The AC tune-up is just $79. Every HVAC company and their sister, they're doing the same thing. I want you to call Joe Martinez, 616-516-8579. I need a haircut. I got to go to King's Room Barbershop. That's where dudes and chicks who like short hair get their haircut. Like Shirley from What's Happening. She could have gotten her haircut at King's Room. King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. They're in Caledonia. They're on Northland Drive. They're at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan, next to the Costume Room, kingsroom.net. Check them out. All right. Hang on. I got to drink this. I'm a little parched. Okay. Oh, boy. Tom Brady. He is not happy. What in the world could Tom Brady be upset about? Joe Martinez writes, I just don't let doctors try to drug me. Just like all the bullshit shots they always want to give you. That is a horrible attitude to have. You make it seem like they're trying to hurt you. Haven't you ever heard the do no harm thing? What's that called? The Hippocratic Oath or some shit? I don't think doctors are trying to, like, poison you, Joe. I don't know if you're going to be able to convince anybody of that one. All right. Mind you, Tom Brady, for the Netflix roast, got between $25 and $30 million. He is not happy with how the roast went. Quote, I didn't like how the Netflix roast affected my kids. That's what he's saying. I wouldn't do that again because of the way it affected actually the people that I care about the most in the world. I think that you're lying. You knew absolutely what was going to happen. You agreed to do it knowing it was going to happen. What do you think they're going to roast you about, you asshole? That is such bullshit. For him to suggest that he went, that it's Netflix's fault. Even that statement, I didn't like how the Netflix roast affected my kids. That's the wrong thing to say. He should say, I didn't like how my poor decision of allowing all those people to roast me, I don't like how that affected my kids. This is all your fault. You cannot blame Netflix. You cannot blame the comedians. You can only blame yourself. That is the only person to blame. You're a rich fuck who got greedy and decided to gamble and let your kids and wife or ex-wife and yourself and anybody close to you who may be hurt by something like that be hurt. What the fuck do you think they were going to roast you about? You know, to say the shit that they said about your ex-wife and think to you, I mean, how could you not think that your kids wouldn't be exposed to that? And they end up going to school and go to school with kids who talk shit about them. You got to be very, very careful. I tried to be very careful when I would talk on the radio about my children, about the things that they would see, things that they would witness, talk about them in any way. You know, if I'm talking about my 2-year-old, I'm not really worried about what's going to be said to her because anybody who might interact with her is also 2 years old. But if I'm 12, if my kids are 12 years old, let's say I walked in on Jim and he's pounding his putt. All right. I don't want to tell that story on the radio. Okay. Because I know that the students that are going to be, that would hear it would probably, it would get back to them. You got to be very, very careful. Sure, I've talked about my kids, but you got to know what to say, how to say it, couch it, maybe at a point, at a video that they won't see or there's no way anybody can get their hands on it. There's a million and one different ways to do it. But you can't say I didn't like how that roast affected my kids. That's not taking the responsibility. You're ultimately the one who did this. Okay? You are the one in charge. It's not them. So this is horrible now that he's coming out and saying it. I feel bad that his kids have to get all sorts of shit. But this is all your fault. Don't blame anybody else for anything but this. I hate it when fucking people have a problem that they brought on and then they blame other people about it. That drives me up a fucking wall. Okay? You did it. Brady was speaking on an episode of a podcast that's called The Pivot. I don't know. He discussed his regret about how the live roast affected the kids. And I guess my question is, how could you not think that? That they would, you think that they wouldn't joke about your ex-wife? I loved when the jokes were about me. I thought they were so fun. I didn't like the way it affected my kids. Brady told host Ryan Clark, Fred Taylor, and Channing Crowder. I don't know who those people are. It's the hardest part about the bittersweet aspect of when you do something that you think is one way and then all of a sudden you realize I wouldn't do that again. That's a lie. You knew exactly how it was going to go. You're trying to save face. You're trying to have your cake and eat it too. You're a fucking idiot if you think that people are going to believe you about that. You think is one way and then all of a sudden you realize I wouldn't do that again because of the way it affected actually the people that I care about the most in the world. It makes you in some ways a better parent going through it because sometimes you're naive. You don't know. Or you get a little like, oh, shit. Brady said it seemed like a fun idea originally, but once he heard how everyone piled on his family life, it cut a little close to home. What a liar. Like I said, when I signed up for that roast, I love when people are making fun of me, Brady added. I wanted to do the roast because the guy, legendary roast comic Jeff Ross, became someone that I knew. You don't see the full picture all the time. I think it's a good lesson for me as a parent. I'm going to be a better parent as I go forward because of it. Too late. You already fucked him up. As I go forward because of it, and at the same time, I'm happy everyone who was there had a lot of fun. Can you imagine being a 12-year-old kid and the whole world hears a joke about your mom getting her ass eat out by another dude? I mean, that would be terrible. I mean, it's bad enough when you hear your parents fucking. And that alone is enough to make you become a serial killer. You got somebody telling a joke in front of the whole world that your mom's getting her ass eat out by the jiu-jitsu instructor. Jesus Christ. I give all those comics all the credit in the world for being as brutal as they were. They should have been. That's what a roast is. And Tom Brady, who claims to be a smart guy, acting like, oh, yeah, I didn't know. I'm really upset. All this affected my kids. I can't believe this shit. Oh, fuck. Fuck you, you fucking asshole. Brady came to, remember we talked about this, how he came to Robert Kraft's defense, but he didn't intervene when they're talking about the mother of his children. Holy shit. Brady came to Patriots owner Robert Kraft's defense, but mostly sat there quietly when his family came up. I remember you guys mentioned that right away. He was the asshole of the day on this show because of that. After the roast, Nikki Glaser acknowledged she cut deep with jokes about Brady's ex-wife, Gisele Bündchen, as she should. She's brilliant. I love her. Brady perhaps didn't realize the roast would verge on his personal life. Oh, come on. This is an article from Awful Announcing. Stop. Brady clearly miscalculated the damage it could do to his teenage kids. Wow. But that takes a lot of nerve to come out and act like you didn't know that was coming. Tom Brady, give me a fucking break. Jesus. Comments. Tom Brady about to win another asshole of the day. I bet he ends up with more asshole of the days than Super Bowls. Jeremy says they never even mentioned his kids. Yeah, I know. It's still, if you're at a roast and the horrible things, you got to understand, even if he hates his wife, even if she did cheat on him, the kids love their mother. Maybe they don't know about that. Maybe they've been sheltered enough to not realize. I think one kid is 12 and the other kid is like 9. I mean, that's fucking gruesome. That's the type of shit. That's a traumatic event you just caused. Imagine having to experience that as a child, especially, I mean, the young boy he's about to enter adolescence. They're talking about his mom getting her ass eaten out. I didn't even know what eating an ass out was. I didn't even know that people did that until like my 40s. I would never have dreamed of eating out my first asshole prior to turning 40. I didn't start eating ass till after that. Now, everybody knows I eat ass. But I don't go around and encourage my children to listen. I sure hope my daughter isn't listening to this show. But if she is, it doesn't fucking matter. She's 27 years old. She might have someone eat her ass. I don't know that. Not my business. I stay in my lane. If I want to eat ass, I can, goddammit. And it's not going to affect anybody. As long as my grandkids don't listen to this show, I don't want them to know about grandma getting her ass eaten out, goddammit. Now cut that shit out. Cole says, wait, there's another hole here. I should try eating it. All right. That concludes this portion of the show, ranting about how much of an asshole Tom Brady is.
Oh, I didn't realize it. The Netflix roast affected my kids.
You affected your kids. You made that choice, you asshole. Don't blame anybody for it. My God. All right. You can shop for products from small businesses on my Vouch store. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. You got the coffee, Camp Craft cocktails, Just Add Booze, Just Add Fun. The toothbrush. That's a special toothbrush for you. Only cost $8. I think that's the cheapest thing on my Vouch store. You got the pet supplies and, of course, the massage gun. found at vouch.store/Eric Zane. Vouch combines content creators with small businesses. Thank you. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Fantastic place to shop for any type of equipment like ATVs, UTVs, side-by-sides, motorcycles, scooters, e-bikes, zero-turn radius lawnmowers, Yamaha golf carts, all at Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Check them out online, impactpowersportsmi.com. And finally today, thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. From anywhere in the U.S., you can get after getting a mortgage. Just call 231-332-6505. That is 231-332-6505. Get in for the lowest percentage possible. I think a 15-year fixed, you can probably muster about a 5.65%. Not bad at all. Asshole of the day today. Oh, without a doubt. I've covered a lot of ground today, but it's got to be Tom Brady is your asshole of the day today. Oh, my God. Brought to you by TC Paintball. You know what he needs to do? He needs to just go away. Now you need to go away. You're already overexposed. He can't help himself. Tom Brady is the asshole of the day for what he did to his kids. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's time to go to the pharmacist and get some drugs. I can't wait. Get those drugs into me. Thank you for listening. I'll check you out on the Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Jeremy says Harrison Butker, runner-up. Yeah, he'd have to be an asshole today, too. Thank you, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.